Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. On Harmonia this week, the seven deadly sins, as found in the vocal music of George Frideric Handel. And while there won't be any cruel or unusual punishment for our discoveries, as the Monty Python guys used to say, no one expects the Spanish Inquisition, it'll be exciting enough just to find examples of the worst types of vices. We'll also listen to a new release of Forgotten Arias by Baldassare Galuppi. three dances performed by Les Musiciens du Louvre under the direction of Mark Minkowski were taken from Handel's opera Ariodante, a drama filled with intrigue, deception, and a whole host of other sins. And why not? Wasn't opera the perfect place to express these vices? A reasonably safe environment away from the church's roving eye. The perfect combination of artistic freedom and indulgence. There seem to be two types of sins, one which is normally forgivable, and the other which will incur God's wrath and get you condemned to hell. Outlined by Dante in his Divine Comedy, the more serious ones, known as the seven deadly sins, are lust, gluttony, greed, sloth, wrath, envy, and pride. Of the many examples found in music of the Baroque, one has to look no further than the vocal music of George Frederick Handel. The man himself was known to indulge in quite a bit of food, and therefore was at least flirting with the sin of gluttony.
Of the pain.
An Example of Gluttony from Handel's Alexander's Feast. It was performed by Stephen Varco, bass, the Monteverdi Choir, and the English Baroque Soloists under the direction of John Elliott Gardner. Speaking of the seven deadly sins, poor Semele, she slipped into a moment of pride when she sang the aria Myself I Shall Adore from the opera named after her. Narcissism can be considered a form of pride.
Woo-hoo!
A bit of sinful music from Handel's opera Semele. Soprano Ruth Ann Swenson and the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment were directed by Sir Charles Mackerras. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're looking at evidence of the seven deadly sins in Handel's vocal music. It's all too easy to find an example of wrath. If you threw an old shoe at Handel's complete works, you could almost always hit a rage aria, or two or three, but how about Anger on the Slow Boil? The cantata La Lucrezia is a perfect example, where the title character calls for revenge by having the gods punish her betrayer. She puts it most succinctly in the second aria, quote, "May the ground beneath his feet open up, and the air the evil Roman breathes grow foul. Wherever his step may lead him, wherever his eyes may turn, may he meet ghosts, harbingers of ruin." We'll hear the first half of La Lucrezia, performed by Véronique Jean, soprano, and Les Basses Réunies.
Thank you.
Véronique Jean, soprano, and Les Basses Réunies performed the first half of George Frideric Handel's anger and despair-ridden La Lucrezia. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're looking for the seven deadly sins in Handel's works. Whereas wrath is relatively easy to find, greed is a bit more elusive. Yet it does make an appearance. Take, for example, the Oratorio Solomon, the scene in which King Solomon decides the true mother of the baby claimed by the two so-called harlots can only have been inspired by the greed of one of them. As it turns out, the second harlot was the liar.
I cannot varnish o'er my tongue and colour fair the face of wrong. This baby's mine. The womb of earth entombed conceals her little birth. Give me my child. Thank you.
a scene from the second act of Handel's Solomon, where the greedy second harlot, sung by Susan Bickley, makes her case to King Solomon. The Gabrielli Consort and Players was directed by Paul McCreesh. In the opera Ariodante, we find our title hero not guilty of envy, but the object of it, his bride-to-be Ginevra being at the center of the issue. In spite of the ensuing ruckus and resolution, Ariodante takes a moment out to sing the optimistic aria Dopo Notte. Who says nice guys finish last? a lively aria from Handel's Ariodante, sung by Anne-Sophie von Otter, mezzo-soprano, and Les Musiciens du Louvre, under the direction of Mark Minkowski. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're looking at evidence of the seven deadly sins in Handel's vocal music. Apart from gluttony, Handel was also personally guilty of another deadly sin, that of sloth. He was infamous for taking other composers' works, revamping them a little, and then passing them off as his own. Sometimes the so-called revamping was minimal, if at all, which could have been due to laziness, or maybe haste, which is another story. You decide for yourself. First, we'll hear the chorus Egypt Was Glad from Israel in Egypt. Then we'll listen to the original version as an organ canzona by Johann Caspar Karel. An example from a possibly slothful George Frederick Handel, organist John O'Donnell performed a canzona by Carol. Before that, King's College Choir of Cambridge and the Brandenburg Consort, under the direction of Stephen Clearbury, performed Egypt Was Glad from Israel in Egypt. Last but not least is lust. The bully Polifemo is the guilty party from Handel's Italian version of the Acis and Galatea story. In his first entrance, his eyes are all ablaze for the object of his affection, even if a little misdirected and futile. David Thomas, bass, and the Orchestra of London Baroque perform. Sibilar Langui, an aria from Handel's opera Acis Galatea e Polifemo, sung by Polifemo in this case bass David Thomas, from a recording of the opera by the soloists and orchestra of the London Baroque. From the well-known to the obscure, we move on to the new release of the week. The title of a recording of music by Baldassare Galuppi says it all, Forgotten Arias of a Venetian Master. Selections from his opera arias are the focus, along with two added orchestral concertos. Mezzo-soprano Catherine King performs with Il Canto di Orfeo, directed by Gianluca Capuano.
Thank you.
Mezzo-soprano Catherine King and Il Canto di Orfeo performed the aria Cedo alla Sorte by Baldassare Galuppi from a recent CD on the Avi label called Forgotten Arias of a Venetian Master. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.